You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and once again, Brian O'Nunoy joins us, and this week he shares his dismay over absent fathers in our society.
And a very good morning to you all. I'm glad that I'm not a woman, because it seems to me if I were, I'd be a very, very angry woman most of the time. There's a casual form of sexism out there which most of us men are blissfully ignorant of, but which for women must be like a constant open wound. Okay, let me tell you what brought all this on. I was talking to a stranger recently, a woman, as it happens, and I was telling her that I moved here to Bolger so I could be with my daughter. Now, the woman's reaction was pretty much the same of many people when I tell them this. She is pleasantly surprised. Frankly, I don't know which is worse. Feeling slightly ashamed of the fact that many of my male counterparts do not always do what they should do. In other words, they don't stay with their kids while they're growing up. Or the surprise that the woman would expect so little of many men. Let's face it. If I were a woman and if I said that I had quit my job as a teacher in Ireland and moved here so that I could be with my daughter, practically no one would bat an eyelid. Why not? Because I'd be doing precisely what society has come to expect of me. I'd be taking care of my baby. I'd be doing the very minimum, at least. I'd be showing up for duty. So why in God's name do we not expect the same of a father? Is it because so many men don't stay with their kids? Is it because a man is far more likely to bail on his children? And so while I'm being showered with compliments for my being such a great dad, well, if I were a woman, my actions wouldn't even warrant recognition or remark. Choosing to stay with my kids as a woman, well, it would be thankless, wouldn't it? Not worthy of mention, not worthy of, dare I say it, praise. So yeah, I'd be pretty peed off if I were a woman, because more is expected of you when it comes to raising children, but you seem to get bugger all thanks for it if you had to do the same thing and make the same sacrifices that a man has to make. And then, of course, there's the blatant, in-your-face sexism, like they have in certain elite private golf clubs reserved only for the testicular types among us. Oh, we have these in Ireland, and I bet you do too. Oh, even now, thinking about it, God, the effrontery of it all has me reaching for a cudgel to wallop those slope-headed Neanderthals who make the rules. What on earth were they afraid of, huh? That there'll be no gin left in the bar? Sorry, lads, no scotch today. It's just spritzers. There might be stray strands of hair sullying the sofas. Oh, maybe the women will arrive into the lounge, suddenly unclasp their bras, slip them off, while still wearing the sweaters, of course, and fling the bras across the room, sighing, "Oh, God, what a relief." It's just so absurd. It's so maddening and sometimes just so embarrassing. But I do think that at the end of the day, it's probably a little bit easier to live with the slight embarrassment of being a man than it would be to live with a smouldering rage if I were a woman. Have a lovely week. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.